Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hello, everyone. We are back after a little summer vacation.
Yeah, we just took a stoner hiatus because I think we're just realizing that it's been a month right now.
Yeah, neither of us had any idea, but we're both pretty mutable, so.
Yeah, we communicated the whole time. Yeah. We were, like, talking to each other.
Yeah. And you get it when you get it. Yeah. But today we're here to talk to you about Mars in Gemini, and Mars is going to be in Gemini for 7 months.
It's kind of maybe hopeful, and there's a balance in the sense that Mars is a quick sign, so to have it in for a long time, you can get a greater understanding of Mars and Gemini, especially those of you who deal with people who have a highly aspected or strong Mars in Gemini, or if you yourself have a Mars in Gemini, this is opportunity to really get to understand this energy, especially because it's in a complex place where a lot of thinking, I think, is gonna happen.
Yes, for sure. I mean, Mars is so physical and active, and Gemini is so mental and in the brain, so it's kind of a weird place just because there's this balance that has to take place between the mind and the body, and I think Mars can get a little impatient having to do that. So there could be a little bit of, like, flip-flopping, going back and forth, a lot of, like, I'm going to do this, but then it doesn't happen, or maybe there's not communication happening and something just occurs, and it's a little bit confusing. And Mars is going to be retrograde from October 30th until mid-January, and then it won't enter Cancer until the end of March. So, yeah, we're really in this energy. We're going to get to know it, and I think it's kind of a strategic energy to some extent. I mean, Mars in Gemini is sort of like playing chess. Like, you're trying to, like, think about things before they happen, but it can also have this sort of random energy. So really it's just about finding the line between those things, between the intention and just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah. As far as Mars and Gemini, there's a harmonious energy there. They don't hate each other.
No.
You know, the retrograde, I think, is what's going to get a little bit wonky, but I also think that that's the exact tool that can be used to understanding the vastness of this placement and this transit. You're really going to be able to see when it goes into retrograde what's happening, because it's not going to be slow, but it's going to slow down this quick, very mentally stimulating energy. So at least during the retrograde, you'll have time to respond after the, you know, potential extreme reactivity that could take place with the Mars in Gemini. And also, one thing that you're going to notice is that it's going to be, when not in retrograde, it's going to feel a little lightning-like, where you say the thing and then you may or may not think about it. Mm. So you kind of get struck with this curiosity or this intense energy of what you're thinking, and you just say it and then kind of backtrack. And so the bluntness is really going to come out. The other thing that I feeling like will unfold is, especially with particularly air sign people who already have Mars and Gemini, maybe Gemini suns, is this is going to give a physical boost. And I don't know if this is too ideal, I don't know if it's what I'm hoping is going to happen or what I'm feeling is going to happen. So use it as a tool if it's the hope part. But just really wanting to understand and explore more about your body from an academic perspective. So maybe learning about anatomy and also giving that learning an action. So maybe if you're studying anatomy, you'll come up with cute inventions of, like, wearing an outfit that has all of your muscles labeled. This is kind of how I'm seeing the Mars and Gemini unfold. Like, it is going to be physical, But one of the reasons that the physicalness is happening is because of the rapid thinking and needing to ground and needing to be physical so you can slow your thoughts down or actually keep up with your thoughts.
Yeah, that's, I really like that. That's true, because the brain is going to be moving over time, trying to strategize, trying to figure stuff out, trying to plan several moves ahead. But Mars wants you to just kind of dive into action. It doesn't really want to slow down and strategize. So you might just find yourself trying to plan, but then the plan gets thrown out the window as you just take action and you realize, well, I guess I didn't need to do all that pre-planning. But it's kind of hard to turn it off. That mental energy of Gemini is hard to turn off. And so you might just end up planning and then have to get rid of the plan. So just being aware that that could happen, try and not get too upset with yourself if you do have to throw out some work or ignore it.
Yeah, think about earlier this year when Mercury was in retrograde in Gemini. I mean, that did not feel slow.
No.
You know, the retrograde maybe calms it a little to give it less anxiousness. The retrograde is, yes, why it's in Gemini for so long, but it's also going to make it, I think, a little more tolerable.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Mars retrograde can be a lot just because it does slow down outward activity. It slows down our ability to react fast, and it does pull your attention to areas in the body that are maybe needing you to slow, needing rest, needing focus and attention. So getting that period of time, that 3-month period of the retrograde, will be useful. Mars only retrogrades every like year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. I remember very clearly the Mars in retrograde in Scorpio. That was slow and that was hell. And the Venus in retrograde in Capricorn was pretty funky too. And I think this is not going to manifest like that at all. It's not going to be thunky. It's not going to be slow. It's going to be careless and maybe frivolous and forgetful and curious and spastic.
Catty?
Yes.
I think it's going to be catty.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, because Gemini can be, I don't know, a bit of a, I don't want to say two-faced, but like there is that energy of saying one thing and then doing another. So I think that could manifest through kind of that aggression of Mars as kind of being a little catty or talking bad about someone, being.
And it's actually getting caught up in the present moment. I think that that's what's going to happen. The present moment of talking, or the one step ahead of saying something before. And also, there is, the cattiness is going to come from a shamelessness, too. Because the other thing is, it's going to be really easy to not take things personally.
Yep.
Especially for the air signs. It's going to, you know, also be very insightful and inspirational. The inspiration is going to come through. So even going back to the cattiness, like that cattiness could be really comical. I was just hanging out with a friend who I hadn't seen in a long time. And immediately we sat down on the beach blanket and I was like, so what's the gossip? She's got a Aquarius moon and a Gemini rising. And, just like always kind of has the information. And it was just really funny to have that space to like get catty with somebody that I could really trust and have that outlet. And it's not like we were shit talking people by any means, but this woman is like the National Enquirer. She's just like a fly on the wall, or very even vocal herself, but always hears things. And she's just like on the up and up, whether it comes to famous people or people that swim in our circle or whatever it is, you know, there's just this quick understanding. And it's also very funny hearing her talk. And that's really what makes it fun to do, because of the comicalness of it. And any Gemini, Aquarius, this energy, the Mars in Gemini, the word plays, like when you play on words, like double entendre things. Is that one? Like a double entendre or synonyms?
Yep.
Or antonyms. Like, yep. The word play and the word jokes can be at its peak. The
very
cleverness
witty.
That is going to come through with the verbiage.
I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, very clever, very funny. I do feel like some people could take that sort of silly cattiness personally, especially more like water and earth people. But fire and air will probably have fun with it and be more playful.
Yeah, water and earth is going to be like, oh, this is a waste of time.
Yeah, it's just like, that's super frivolous. Let's talk about things that matter.
Because Mars and Gemini might feel uncomfortable for those elements. If
yeah.
you were to really think about it and think about the planets as, what do you think of this, Ash? It would Mars and Mercury be good friends in the sky? Like, do you think they
so.
Like each other?
I think they'd like each other all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I mean
Aries
yeah.
and Geminis really kind of like each other that's, and feed each other.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I think, what we're going to see.
Yeah, they're not exactly alike, but they're compatible enough.
Yeah. Because it's, what the other planet to throw in there would be Venus, because you have Mercury, the mind, Mars, which is the body,
yep.
really. Mars is the body.
Yep.
And then Venus would be the emotion. So there is a little bit of a trilogy kind of mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, I could also see this being a time where it's maybe hard to sleep or to get totally restful. Just because it's kind of wired, it's like the mind is activated in the body with this Gemini Mars energy. And so you might find that when you're supposed to be sleeping, your mind's just working a mile a minute, thinking of all these random ideas or thinking about people you haven't seen in a long time and being like, I should get up and clean my house. I should get up and go do this. And it could be hard to just stop.
Yeah. One thing too to mention is it's just gesticulation. We should mention this on this.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is a great word. But talking with your hands, talking with your body.
Yes.
Really moving, obvious facial expressions.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot of that. There's hard on their sleeve energy too.
Yeah.
For sure.
No poker face. It's very animated, very obvious what's being said, what's being kind of performed almost through the speech.
If you have a crush on somebody and you're shy, they'll probably know by the end of this.
Yeah, there's no hiding it. Yeah. There's no, this isn't a good secret keeping time.
Yeah,
at all.
Definitely, we should touch upon that.
Yeah, it's, things are going to be obvious. And there's also just, I feel like, a lot of people talking about what's going on. It's like a bunch of gossipy vibes, which could be good. Like, it could open up communication. It could allow for networking to happen. But it could also maybe be difficult if you're trying to keep things to yourself.
Yeah, the media is going to blow up. Social media things will completely go crazy for a little while. And
yeah.
that is where we're going to see the National Enquirer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You might find a lot of, like, celebrity gossip. Like, you might end up getting sucked into some of that stuff, even if you don't really care about it. It could just be a theme that plays out.
Inventions.
Yes.
It will be a very inventive time. If so, Mars is going to put action to the word.
Mm-hmm.
However, with that being said, it also may put action for a little while, but become an unfinished project.
Right.
So Mars will give the Gemini some momentum.
Yes.
But the Gemini is not going to necessarily, like, it's going to surrender, I think, when Mars might want more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it could be a good time for technology as well. I feel like Gemini does kind of have a technological connotation. There could be more desire to kind of channel energy through technology, like working out with, like, online stuff, or like exercising
yeah.
with, like, you know, like the Peloton, like where people are like biking into, like, a digital screen, you know.
God, yeah,
it's like that.
Yeah, and inventing new apps, launches, things like that. Like, you'll even see technology advance during this time. And, you know, I often think of Gemini's as technology, and Mars is the like lightning bolt internet, or the, you know, the sending messages from one to another at really quick speed.
Yeah, very impulsively talking.
That's what Mars and Mercury actually have in common.
Yeah, they're impulsive for sure.
Yeah.
Fast. They're both so fast. Speedy movement. No patience.
Yep. Yeah, Mercury is not really patient. And when it is, it's dry and boring.
Yeah, it's really logical and deep research and study. I know that's a kind of a not talked about thing, but Mercury and Gemini can be boring occasionally.
Yeah.
I mean, not typically and not like in its normal archetype, but there is a side of it that's, maybe that's more of the Virgos.
Well,
no offense to Virgos.
I know some Geminis who are completely shut down and really quiet and are behind a screen all day, like doing the invention in silence.
Yeah.
And they're boring as fuck. And then the way that I think that boredom manifests in Virgos is a dryness or a, like, you know, like the Hunchback of Notre Dame or somebody who's just really monotone. The guy on Winnie the Pooh, like
Eeyore.
The goat.
Yeah.
Eeyore, yeah. Just that, like, yeah, that exact Eeyore energy of, like, this is happening. And it's, like, you know, completely boring to listen to, that anybody in general, but particularly fire signs, want to rip their face off when something just moves so slow and is, like, chill. But absolutely those things get boring. Out of all those things, though, Mars does not get boring.
No, Mars is never boring. It's very much the opposite. If anything, it's more intense and in your face. And, yeah, there's direct action happening. This isn't really boring because Mars ensures that it's not. So, not, you know, and I don't, we're not saying that all Gemini and all Virgo are boring by any means. There's just, like, a type.
You know what's a great example of it? Although I literally don't think this happened. This probably has nothing to do with the placement. But the example is when Will Smith walks on stage and bitch smacks
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
For saying something about his wife that was kind of a joke. And he, like, completely, like, got obsessed, reacted. I don't know if that was real or staged or whatever. I don't care, but that is a Mars and Gemini.
Yeah, exactly. A joke, right, like a catty joke that was then met with aggressive energy. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Yeah, that was the talk of, and then how everyone talked about it almost virally afterward is also Mars and Gemini. Everyone was obsessed about it. Like, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing, like, in my wife's name out of your fucking mouth.
Yep. He's a Leo.
Willis? So,
yeah. There's a I doubt his Mercury is in Gemini, or his Mars could be in Gemini maybe, but
it's going to be interesting to have Mars in one place for such a long time. So even though it is kind of a speedy place for Mars to be, I feel like Mars does get impatient when it's in a sign for longer than a few months. So this is one of the longest Mars transits I can remember happening. Because it wasn't in Scorpio that long, was it?
No, not 7 months.
No.
It was like maybe a 40-day retrograde.
Yeah.
I remember Leo King was going crazy and counting down the days.
Yeah, well, that was hard. It was squaring us Leos, that Scorpio.
Yeah.
I will take the Gemini over the Scorpio. So if you haven't looked at Heather's reel that she made on her Instagram, TNA with Heather, you should check it out, because she does a lot of the gesticulation and the hand movements. You can kind of see.
But another thing too that I mentioned on the video that we should mention is the mind fucking.
Oh yeah, the mind fucking.
Because it is also going to be, like, I think there's going to be in general less being subconscious about physical appearance with Mars and Gemini.
Yeah.
So when it comes to getting laid, it's going to be more about what's being said and what stimulates the brain. So it's going to be more like an intellectual or a fiery or a heated conversation.
Yeah.
That is going to be the turn on for sex. Because that's another thing that we haven't even mentioned once in this episode yet, is about Mars also like ruling the loins and yeah. being all about sex. It's in this place of like Geminis, they like the mind fuck. That's their sex. Like if you get them curious, they want to know who they are. And in order to get them curious, you have to get them to like stop talking for a few minutes and be more interesting than they are.
Which is a hard feat.
Yeah.
Difficult to do.
So that's another thing that there's going to be like, if you are subconscious physically and you want to get laid, this is going to be a good time to like get laid and not even care about how you look.
Yeah, exactly. That's
a good thing. You're going to just like be able to just like say the right thing, connect on that level, even on the superficial level of like saying the right thing or knowing what to say or being one step ahead of somebody in communication, like knowing what they need to hear. That's going to be another thing that Mars and Gemini is going to bring.
Okay.
Knowing what somebody else is going to need to hear if you want to have sex with them, specifically for that too, because that's the only place they're going to pay attention.
I love that. I don't think I have anything more to add. It's over 20 now.
That should be good. That's a wrap. Yeah, for a predictive.
We can always talk more about the retrograde later when it's happening.
Yeah.
If we need to. All right.
Yeah, so send us your requests and challenge us.
Like, yeah.
Give us like a hard topic or something.
Yeah,
or
we would love some requests. We haven't gotten any in a while, and we want to talk about some different things.
Yeah, the cool thing with the request too is like it gets us thinking about things we haven't thought about before.
Yeah,
and it expands our learning.
Yeah, we don't often plan what we're going to talk about. This time we knew, just because this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast. Email us, piscesrisingpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.